This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a preliminary announcement. We have a lot of people attending the masjid today. So if we can make sure that we fill in any gaps, any spaces in front of us, just look ahead. I'm sure you'll find some spaces here and there. Please just move in, squeeze yourself in so we can get as many people into the masjid as possible, stop people praying on the streets and on the concrete. Barakallahu feekum. Also, a fundraising announcement. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that sadaqah extinguishes sins as water extinguishes fire. Now, many of us like to give sadaqah on Jum'ah. So to facilitate this, Green Lane Masjid has set up a Jum'ah giving service to help you avoid missing giving sadaqah on any Jum'ah. QR codes are on the screens and our volunteers can give you forms. And you can also go to greenlanemasjid.org/Friday Giving. The volunteers will be going through the rows in the various different sections of the masjids with buckets and card machines as well. So if you'd like to make a one-off donation to the masjid to support its many operations, please give generously to the volunteers that are going through the rows. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a quick announcement. There's a father with a baby crying at door E. That's the one near the clock tower entrance. So could we make... could the mother, Irma Qureshi, please go see her child? That's via door E. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Green Lane Masjid for Salatul Jum'ah. While you're waiting for the khutbah to begin, recall that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 56 of Surah Al-Ahzab, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, Inna Allahu wa malaikatuhu yusalluna ala al-nabi, Ya ayyuha al-lazina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And it's recorded in Sahih Muslim that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Whoever sends blessings upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send blessings upon him tenfold. So please make space for your brothers and sisters and take advantage of this time while waiting for the khutbah to avoid any chatter. Focus your attention and send plenty of salawat and salam upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As an additional request, we have a lot of people at the masjid today and we want to make sure that everyone can fit in. So if I can request you all to please stand up. You'll find loads of space when you stand up. If you can stand up and move towards the front as much as you can to make sure that we don't have any of our brothers or sisters praying on the concrete outside, that'd be greatly appreciated. And the Muslim loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illallah. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة يا على الفلاح يا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بين يدي الساعة بشيراً ونظيراً وداعياً إلى الله بإذنه وسراجاً منيراً فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين ومن صار على نهجهم إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Indeed, all praise and thanks and glory belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his final messenger. Ayyaman ma'adudat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran after telling us about the obligation of fasting, that these days and that this month is ayyaman ma'adudat. And here we are now on the 20th day of Ramadan. Just a few moments ago, it feels like that we heard the call that the moon was seen and that we are about to begin this blessed month of Ramadan. And just a few moments later, here we find ourselves preparing ourselves for the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it so beautifully and clearly, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, that these are a fixed amount of days for you and I to take an opportunity to gain a prize, if you like, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is not available at any other time during the year. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon the beginning of the month of Ramadan, would give the glad tidings to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The paradise, its gates are opened. Jahannam, its gates are closed. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He has slaves that are freed from the hellfire every day, every night. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala an yaj'alana minkum, minhum ya rabbal alameen. So these days that have gone past, whatever has gone past, and whatever remains is the opportunity for you to become of those chosen people from the fire bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. But I wanted to concentrate on something. And the fact that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us the actual objective, the single most important objective of fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you can gain piety and an awareness and a consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is that link? What is the understanding between you and I fasting every day and being conscious and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fasting is that type of ibadah that you go against your natural self, wanting to eat, wanting to drink, wanting to spend time with your spouse. You forsake that. Not for one day, not for 1 week, not for 2 weeks. You forsake that in the daylight hours for an entire month. From the morning, maybe you missed suhoor, or you're particularly energetic during the day in your workplace and you feel thirsty. Immediately you are reminded, anasa'im, that you are fasting. Whenever you feel hungry, immediately you remember, I am fasting. So fasting is unique in that from every moment that you spend, you are fasting, you realize you are continuously worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuously. Salah has its time. You begin with Allahu Akbar and you finish with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And you do that 5 times a day. And that may take a portion of the day. If you add those times together, half an hour, 45 minutes, however long you spend in your 5 daily prayers. Let's say it was an hour in the 24. Fasting is continuous from the very start until the very end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the hadith al-Qudsi, As-sawmu li wa an ajzi bih. The fasting, it is done for me and for me alone. A Muslim will not give up their food and drink and time with their spouses continuously, not because they want to lose weight or for some regime or for some routine. They do that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim is reminded that you place your forehead on the floor, lillahi jalla wa ala, alone. For no other reason, for nothing else, only out of your submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you may gain taqwa. Fast, so that you may gain taqwa. This awareness, this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this term which is mentioned more than 200 times in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is something that the Salaf, the pious predecessors, that they would go to great extents to define to us, to explain to us the meaning of what at-taqwa is. From them, al-khawfu min al-jaleel. It is fear out of the most glorified. وَالْعَمَلُ بِالْتَنْزِيلِ وَالْقِنَاعَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ وَالْاِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. It is to act upon the revelation. It is to be satisfied with a small amount that you may be decreed or given, and to prepare yourself the day that you will make your journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is, imagine a path that you are walking along, and that on that path there are thorns, and you are wearing your best clothing, and that while traversing and walking upon that path, you wouldn't want any of those thorns to tear your garment. So carefully you step along that path, being sure not to step on any of those thorns. While a person is fasting, the same feeling you should have. That as you are going through the day, you are careful not to fall into any haram, not to say anything haram, not to engage in any transaction which is haram. Because remember, while fasting, you are constantly reminded you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while worshipping, you are trying to attain a level of al-ihsan. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. You want to attain perfection in your worship as though you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and though you do not see Him, you know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He sees you. So while you are fasting, you stay away from bad speech. You stay away from foul language. You make sure that what you see is halal, that what you hear is halal, and engaging in dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is you walking along that path. This is you showing and manifesting that while fasting, this is what taqwa is. Taqwa is that, and imagine doing this for one entire month, putting aside trying to fast the Monday and Thursday in the other times during the year, or the three white days, the 14, 15, and 16 of every month. Imagine a person who was to engage in fasting in this manner throughout the year. No one's asking any one of us, no obligation to do the fast of Dawood alayhi salam, one day and then one day off. For many of us, as far above us, we cannot do that. But just fasting the month of Ramadan, 2 days a week, if you can't do that, 3 days in the month, you will see an impact in your life. You will see that your taqwa is raising in your life and you are living your Islam, because you are aware of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. And this is the great blessing of fasting. This is the mercy of fasting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated upon us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may the peace and blessings of Allah jalla wa ala be upon His final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so while we are all fully aware now that we are about to embark the last 10 days and 10 nights of Ramadan, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she described so beautifully how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would prepare himself for this very special time. And for you and I, alhamdulillah, the schools are closed. There's no issue of waking up your child or waking up your family to offer some qiyamul layl, searching out Laylatul Qadr, whether it's on the 21st, 23rd, 27th, 29th, maybe on the odd nights, wallahu alam. You're not going to put all your eggs in one basket, it says 27th night. It could be on any of the odd nights. So therefore we have this opportunity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated for us, that we can wake up our families, come to the masjid and pray Qiyamul Layl, or to pray Qiyamul Layl in your homes. Make dua in these times like you've never made dua before. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, not letting an opportunity like this pass by, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, the best supplication, what do you advise me to say during these special nights? Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam responded, O Allah, you are the one who pardons. So pardon, and you love to pardon, so pardon me and overlook my mistakes. Say this dua as much as you can. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who lived in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was privy and had the opportunity to be in his space more than anybody else. And she radiallahu anha would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very specific questions, very beautiful questions. And on the topic of a dua, supplication, where you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything, وَقَالَ رَبَّكُمْ وَدُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبَ لَكُمْ, and your Lord has proclaimed, call upon me and I will answer. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. And when the slaves, they ask you about me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then tell them, I am close. I will answer the call of the one who supplicates to me. So in these days and nights that are remaining in your sujood when you are closest to your Lord, that you make dua like you never made dua before. Dua that your souls, your bodies, your families are saved from the hellfire. That you implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you, to guide you, to protect you. Everyone that you know, everyone that you love. Let me mention an example. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says, رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم طيب النفس. There was an occasion that I saw the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in an especially good mood. فقلت يا رسول الله ادعو الله لي. يا O Messenger of Allah, make dua for me, taking an opportunity. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says, اللهم اغفر لي عائشة ما تقدم من ذنبها وما تأخر وما أسرت وما أعلنت. O Allah, forgive Aisha of her sins, that what preceded, and forgive her in the future, that what she did in private and that what she did in public. A very special dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive Aisha radiallahu anha. What an amazing and special dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Aisha radiallahu anha. But here we are talking about khayru khalqillah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best man ever to live on earth. That the Messenger of Allah alaihi wasallam would make sure that he would answer the talab, the request of the one who is asking, but also give more. So upon hearing this, Aisha radiallahu anha, that she was so happy that she fell off the lap of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَيُسُرُّكِ دُعَاءِ يَا عَائِشَ. Does my dua not make you happy? Aisha radiallahu anha, she responds, وَمَا لِي لَا يُسُرُّنِي دُعَاءَكِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. How could it be that your dua does not make me happy? You asked me, you asked Allah tabaraka ta'ala to forgive me of all of my sins. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, والله إنها لدعاء لأمتي في كل صلاة. He said, by Allah, this is the dua that I make for my ummah in every of my salah. Rasulullah عليه السلام, who never met you, never met me or our families, but yet asked Allah تبارك وتعالى to forgive you and I. In this month of Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, there are many Muslims around the world who need help, who need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These nights that are in front of us beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and to guide the Muslims around the world. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give victory to al-Islam and all those who support Islam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا. اللهم تقبل منا قيامنا. اللهم تقبل منا صدقاتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإخوة في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإخوة في غزة يا رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استقيموا تراصوا سد الخلل straighten the lines fill the gaps. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A few announcements from the Masjid administration. Green Air Masjid are taking Zakat al-Fitr donations. Zakat al-Fitr is £5 per person. So you can pay your Zakat al-Fitr or your Fitrana at Task Force G.